Have you managed to home in on a stock pick?
Yeah, I'm still sticking with, I mean, the other day that I went for TFG, and I think that's quite nice. But, you know, they probably had their run now. They're doing the rights issue. I'm going back to Aframat. Aframat, I think, has got all the qualities inherent. It's got the nice Rand hedge side of things. They know precisely what they're doing. It's not really a construction stock at all. It's a kind of mid-tier junior, well, not mid-tier minor. And I think there's a lot going for it.
Yeah. David, local or offshore? Sticking offshore.
Me, look, I'm offshore, but I think if you're going to stay local, you know, Chris has got a very good point, because Aframat are in iron ore, and iron ore prices holding up, funny, copper and iron ore. You know, and the way that we're structuring portfolios is I'm buying a lot of trackers here, which gives me exposure offshore. Where you're looking for yield, you've got the long bonds at over 11%, 11.5%. And if inflation is truly 2%, even if you're paying full tax, you've got, you know, you can make some real income there. So if I was going to warehouse my money or just harbor my money, you're not going to hear this. This is the first time I've recommended bonds since 1984. So I would look at the bond market, but the top end of the market.
there's a first time for everything. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Of course, that independent analyst, Chris Gilmore, and David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities.